One of the things that's been most exciting to me about this whole thing is watching the growth and development in Nathan. You know, he's a great guy. He's got a great heart for God. He's a people magnet. But he just needed, you know, some coaching to develop and help him to hone in a little bit on his leadership skills. Because what I realized, what the coach can do is to help Nathan and the leadership focus on the big picture and the important things rather than just the tyranny of the urgent, and help him begin to think about some things that he was going to need to do and things that need to take place in the church so that they could begin to expand their structure so the church could grow. I think I helped Nathan understand the difference in change and transition. You know, you can change anything, but that doesn't mean you have transition. You know, transition's when you have the emotional buy-in from the people that says, this is ours, we own this, we're on board. And that's a whole process in and of itself. You know, you can make all the changes in the world you want to make, but that doesn't mean you have buy-in. And that's why a lot of pastors mistakenly make the mistake of thinking they made all these changes and now we're ready to go. And everybody else is just holding on to the pews and gritting their teeth, and they're not on board at all. And then they wonder why the thing went south. So I think that's one of the main things that I helped Nathan to do, was to really understand his role as a leader, not just kind of a chaplain of the church. And that if he wasn't beating the drum for the mission and vision and values, then nobody else would be. And so, you know, it took a lot of time, you know, the mission, vision and values, you know, we spent a lot of time on that. But that was because Nathan was really wise in how he worked transition. And so, you know, they had very few problems of conflict. There were very few issues that came up at all through this whole process. And he did a phenomenal job. I really don't know of too many people that could have helped that church do transition better than Nathan did.